Hello, welcome to the third episode of Hold My Bread. I'm Eric Monocle.
Matt Backus.
I'm Jeff Sheen.
Jeff is eating a chicken McNugget.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
He had all day to eat chicken McNuggets. He chose 2 minutes before we turned the mics on to eat.
Literally put it in his mouth as we were turning on the switches.
Taking a bite of a nugget like I took a bite of the stocks today,
boys. Somebody had a good day.
We had a good day.
How you doing? Let us inform
you. Want to know some numbers?
Yeah, let's hear how you're doing.
Bring them up, because I'm ready.
You are. I knew. I could see it on your face when you
walked in. I have been eating a piece of garbage for the past 2 days.
And there you go.
But now she's back. She's back making money. I'm talking 10% gains on some of these suckers.
What is that? What did you? What
10%
Which one of your stocks is 10%?
You know I'm a pharma guy, and you know that healthcare bill did not pass.
Mm-mm.
You know what that means for me? Money's coming.
So what are you invested in?
Yeah, what does that mean for you?
I don't know. I really
solid answer.
Yeah, oh boy.
I think it means. I wonder if it did pass, if it would make more money for me.
I would think that it would, right?
Because but it didn't, but I still also made gains. I think if there's any, like, you know, what are we going to do? I lose. But if they go, this is what we're doing, I gain.
Fair.
I think they just want a decision.
Solid point.
What I think.
But you don't know what it is exactly you're investing in. What's the company that you're investing in?
I mean, we got my diet pill.
Oh, yeah, the one that we thought was a mistake.
The one that I screwed up on, but I bought a bunch of shares of.
That's going up.
They had a 1.46% gain today. All right, we got a 10% gain. 10%.
Hot diggity.
10% gain. You know what I'm talking? You know what I bought this at?
Preach.
I bought this at 746, boys.
Where are you at right now? Hit me with it.
746. You want to know what the sucker's at right now?
Oh, boy.
1136.
Hot damn.
10% gain.
That is a sweet chunk.
You want to know how many shares I bought of that?
This is the diet 50. Pill or this is something else?
You want to know how many shares I got of this? This is a different one. This is a different pharmaceutical.
Two.
Five shares.
Oh, boy.
I
think it might be majority.
I made a cool 750 today.
You were in for what, 37? That's tough.
Hey, oh, boy.
That's how they do it.
What is it? It's called Spectrum Pharmaceuticals.
Mm.
Spectrum. And then my other pharma, where are we at? It's just a 2.2% gain.
Do you want some advice?
I'm listening.
Want some free advice?
I'll take free advice.
The pharmaceutical company that does the diet pill.
Yeah.
Get rid of it at the end of this month.
Why? Wait, why?
Wait a minute. Yeah, why?
Summer's over, right?
Right.
Beach bod, done. We're now getting into the holidays. Get rid of it. Maybe pick it back up in January, February.
Or just hold on to it until then.
No, yeah, what's exciting about that?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not looking for excitement. I'm looking for gains.
Yeah. You know what's exciting, though? Making money.
Yeah, Corbis went up.
But the amount of money that you'll lose.
I got 62 shares, those guys.
The amount of money that you're going to lose over the next few months.
No, let's see. What did I buy them at?
Why do people need weight loss pills during the holidays?
They don't.
Because they eat all that turkey
and
that
ham. Yeah,
but
they're busy eating it. They don't have time for the diet pills during the eating.
Well, they fill up. I hate swearing. They fill up like a bunch of little piggies. And then they got to take boy, oh boy. I had a couple of glasses of wine. And they take my diet pill, and then they shed that off. February, I mean, I'm looking at $4 a share. I bought them at $289. They're trading at $209. I'm still in the
hole. You have a couple glasses of wine. What do you do when you first get in here? You shove nuggets in your face because you don't care because of the alcohol. People drink a lot over the holidays. They don't give a shit. Drop the diet pill.
People around their
families. No way. Oh, what? Drop the diet pill by what? Jim Beam?
Ooh, that's
What's
not
Jim
bad.
Beam
that's
drink?
Not bad.
Let's see what Jim Beam.
That's actually not a good
at.
Idea.
Yeah,
not a bad idea.
We all go. Yeah, alcohol.
Yes,
where
indeed.
Is it?
Yeah, alcohol. Hey,
what could I invest? What would the company be that I could invest if I wanted to invest in eggnog? I mean, obviously.
Oh, nog.
In nog. If
you're
I'm going
into
nog.
Nog.
Country farm. Maybe.
I bet there's companies that sell just eggnog. Like prepackaged eggnog.
Yeah, Country Farms, I think, does milk, and I think they do eggnog, too.
That would make sense. So
can
I would
look
say Country Farms.
Look them up and see what they're trading at.
Let me see if I can find them.
Who's big? Who's the biggest in the eggnog game? I'd be curious.
Guess Country Farms.
That's why you listen to this podcast. We're going to give you advice that you're not going to get other places.
Exactly.
Who's going to tell you to invest in eggnog?
We're looking into the future.
We got Dean Foods. I think Dean.
Oh, I like them.
Oh, yeah. The milk people.
I think Dean, does nog.
Yeah, they do nog. Hard nog.
Let's see. The
Walmart. Walmart does eggnog.
Really?
Yeah.
I got Walmart brand everything, though.
I got a couple shares of Walmart.
But that's such a small blip within what Walmart does. It's not going to really make a difference.
Ooh, what do we got here? We got the first article.
Eggnog is a very small percentage of their gains.
What, Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart's got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, they're not an eggnog company.
No, they're not an eggnog company.
Now,
that's
Dean
true.
Foods, they are at a 52-week low right now. Yeah. Troubling the stock?
That sounds like a good time to get in.
Yeah, they're trading at 10 bucks.
$10?
10. Dean Foods, an uphill battle against the dairy industry.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound promising.
This came out a week ago.
That does not. That's current.
Yeah. Yeah, Dean Foods doesn't sound like a buy to me.
Yeah, I would. I'd pass on that.
I'm going to pass on Dean.
What about Silk Nog?
The heck is Silk Nog?
Yeah, I've never heard of them. That's not good.
Oh, so Silk. Soy milk.
Soy milk. Soy Nog?
Wait, they're making a soy nog?
Oh, boy, we really are in the future.
Yeah, Silk Nog. Yeah, soy nog.
Soy nog. Get the heck out of here.
Almond milk nog?
I don't like nog? It.
That's Blue Diamond. Blue Diamond has a wide range of snacks and stuff like that. Yeah, that would be a good company to get in.
They're an almond company.
They're in a highly accredited nuttery.
Yeah, there, yeah.
You've got Horizon.
Blue Diamond. That's owned by a couple of brothers, isn't it? Almond Brothers.
They're called African Americans.
Oh, Jesus, Maddie. My God.
All right, well, we're going to have to edit that out.
Yeah, what? It's a joke.
We'll edit it out.
It's a joke.
He has one cup of coffee. He's spouting off racism.
Over here standing for the national anthem.
It's a joke. Look, all right? I'm part owner of these teams, all right?
Matt's over here hailing the flag.
I hail those 50 stars and stripes. I hail them. Hail them, damn you. They're right there in the corner. You see them right there. Look at them. You look at them.
All right, so I did a search. This is an eggnog blog.
Eggnog blog.
Little eggnog blog.
Okay.
For the best eggnog, Lactaid, they say, makes the best eggnog. So I'm going to say whatever company Lactaid is. Lactaid its own company?
That's a lactose-free dairy, isn't it?
That seems like a very niche market.
Nog's supposed to be loaded with dairy.
Nog is 90% dairy.
It's dairy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so you get the Lactaid, you drop the diet, you got two in one, basically. You've got a healthy eggnog. You're covering
a healthy eggnog. That's not the America I grew up in.
Oh boy, back in my day.
You want to talk about the flag?
Also, I'm Canadian.
What's Lactaid trading at? What's their numbers?
All right, let's take a look.
Yeah,
this is a lot of this. We could be talking. I mean, I guess we got a plan for the future, and it is about to be nog season.
Yeah, nog season's coming up. Do you want to put money in nog season?
No, I don't. There's bigger fish to fry around the holidays.
Well, you got thoughts?
I'm just saying, there's eggnog is like that's like investing in pumpkins. It's like it's big for a while, but you can't. It's not.
Yeah, you get in, you get out within a month, you make a cool $200. You pay your rent, you're fine.
It's true.
You know,
it's fair.
That's so it's actually the National Dairy Council and Lactaid are
the
same. They're the same.
Whoa, hold on.
Wait a minute. You mean lactose intolerance and the Dairy Council are in bed together?
Oh, man.
See, when you get into stocks, you kind of realize what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
This is why a lot of these, they know what's going on. Yeah, Lactaid and Big Dairy are in the same bed. And everybody thinks, I'm telling you, man, a lot of these liberals don't have money. They don't know what's going on.
The Dairy Council is run by the mob.
They don't understand what's happening out there,
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these red states, they know what's happening in the market. They see what's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Look at Texas. Ask Texas.
We're fighting things that they know are even connected.
A lot of cows out there.
I'm starting to really, it's coming together.
Talk on the farms.
You know Jeff is serious when his voice gets really, really quiet.
Yeah. That's what I'm starting to, I'm connecting the dots over here. It's like I'm figuring out who killed JFK.
I can't find their stock price. Why can't I find their stock price?
Yeah, they don't want you to find it.
Yeah, they're probably hiding it on
Can you not invest in National Dairy Council?
I bet you can't. They're probably part of the book depository.
They're off the books.
Yeah. You know?
They've been cooking those books for a while.
They probably hired John Wilkes Booth.
Man, this really goes back far.
Yeah.
This goes back deep.
Big Dairy's been working with the Lactaid and almond companies to kill off these, these presidents.
That all makes sense.
All right. Well, we really went off on the nog.
Well, let's go around. Matt, what are your suggestions for this week? What are you liking?
It's still very slow, but I invested in this synthetic what's it called? Synthetics, biologics, or whatever. Biologics, whatever.
Oh, and I bought, yeah.
Yeah, the thing I sent you that. I sent you that. They're trading. It's so low. It's like 95 cents right now for
a
share.
They're a penny stock.
Yeah, it's pretty low, but it was up to like $2 the other day.
Was it $2?
Maybe like $1.50, something like that. $1.90, whatever.
They're back down to $1 now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're under $1 right now. But it's got, you know, it's got potential. I have like 25 shares in that. So it's not, you know, you're in for a little bit. And if it has, if it does grow.
They should start climbing again because this whole healthcare business.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I would say that they're worth checking out. I mean, it's cheap enough too where it's like if you get burned, you know. What's $25 to a man like me, you know?
I mean, you did seem pretty concerned about that Tesla situation.
Well, Tesla's a whole big, you know, that's a whole different thing.
You have what, your two stuff.
Tesla's a whole big thing. I got a lot of money in Tesla. Tesla's been having a rough week. I was telling Monocle before we started the podcast, they started out, they had almost a 52-week high of almost $400.
Should have pulled out.
I should have pulled out. You're right. I should have. And I told Monica, I might have to pull out at a loss and then buy back in at a cheaper thing because there's talk of they're dropping and they're not going to stop dropping for a while.
Really?
And they could stop it. I saw something that said maybe 200 a share. So,
200 a share?
Yeah. And I bought in. I mean, when I bought in, they said it was a little overvalued, and I think they were right.
Oh, you bought overvalued, you goofball.
That's all right. I mean,
should have pulled when they were high. You should have gotten a Baba.
No, I'm sticking with Tesla. I really believe in Tesla.
Dude, getting a Baba.
They're going to be big in China. I've been reading some things that say that like the China market could be bigger for Tesla than the United States market, which is huge.
Well, the China market?
Yeah, China cares more about the environment than we do.
Yeah, but China's all, you know, anti-free capitalism.
That's true, they are.
You know?
That's true. That's why I reap the benefits over
here.
They're
not letting you can't even search on stuff. Mm-mm. You know, I don't, you know, get into wood.
Mm-mm. I want to buy stock in the regime.
Although I have a bunch of Chinese stocks.
So I got that synthetic. That's what I'm looking at this week.
AMD has some gains today.
AMD is up and down because AMD had that thing where they were like, we are working with Tesla, and then there's rumors they're not working with Tesla. Nvidia went up, and then Intel.
Nvidia. I don't like them.
Intel released a whole new thing where they're going to have.
Intel is competing with me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So I don't know.
I'm an AMD guy.
All right.
You know what I mean?
That's what
I got. Those are my processors.
AMD are my not my processors.
Can I tell you, in the first episode, my suggestion was Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Still up.
Are they still growing?
Climbing?
Still growing. And Brian Jenkins, the CEO, sold 500 shares of the firm's stocks this last Friday. A few Fridays ago. $52.25 a share for $26,125. He's now... He owns 5,042 shares of the company's stock, and I don't know if that's the reason that it's gone up or not.
Wait, he just sold a bunch of stock?
He sold off 500 shares of the stock.
That doesn't seem like a good sign to me.
Wait, Brian Jenkins?
Brian Jenkins.
Brian Jenkins?
What is he?
The CFO.
Oh, he's a CFO.
The CFO.
Of what?
Dave and Buster's.
Who's their CEO?
Dave Davidson and Buster...
Buster Brown.
Buster Brown and David Davidson and Buster Brown. No, I don't know. That doesn't seem like a good sign to me, though. If one of the company's higher ups is selling a lot of their stock, that doesn't seem good to me.
Yeah, you're probably going to sell and rebuy.
You never know. I mean, my Finish Line stock, I had a rough week of that, but that's going up slowly. So I think I'm going
to hold on to it?
I held on to it. I'm not going to sell it for a loss.
Yeah, I held on to my Rite Aid.
Yeah, so that's going up a little bit, so I might wait a couple days and see. I'll probably sell that at the end of the week. I don't know what's going to happen. We never found out what happens when companies buy up other companies, did we?
No, we should probably eventually do some research in any sort of fashion for this podcast.
Yeah, let's go to CNBC real quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where are we going? Mm-hmm. Dude, tax plan coming. Tax plan going to be good for stocks. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, they want to do a tax plan. They want to get rid of the estate tax, which is like for rich dynasty families. But
well, that'd be good for me.
Yeah, you're not a rich dynasty family.
Yeah, how does that affect the Sheen family?
But it's not. That's, you know, whatever. That's some corporal, you know, corporal elitism. I've had two glasses. But the corporate tax, they're cutting corporate taxes by like 20%. And these companies are about to rise. So look at this. Morgan Stanley strategist says a bear market could start next year after a surge higher.
Bear's bad.
Bear's bad?
Bear's bad, I think.
I thought bear was good.
I thought
bull was good.
Wait.
Bull is what you want. Bear's not what you want.
You don't want bear.
Why wouldn't you want a bear?
I mean, bears will fuck shit up. A bull, you can stay in front of the bull. You got a lot of
momentum. What do you mean a bull? A bull? You ever heard the expression bull in a china shop? That's fucking shit up. That's essentially what that
bull
is.
Yeah.
You two argue about this. Let me read.
I'm telling you, I think bull, it doesn't make sense. I agree with you. I wouldn't want to be on either side of the other one, but either side of them, but either one of them. You get it. But
all right, bear is bad. Yeah, a market in which prices are falling, encouraging selling.
Thank you.
Bear is bad.
Bear is bad. There you go.
So you don't want a bear.
No, that's bad news.
A bear's coming.
Yeah, bears are coming. Bears are scary.
Dude, we got to sell then.
Why is it B-E-A-R if it's everyone? It should be B-A-R-E, right? That's a bear market.
It's B-E-A-R-E. B-E-A-R. Like a bear.
Why
bear.
Is bear bad?
I don't know. I didn't make it up, but bull is good. That's why there's a bull.
I don't like their animal choices. It should be like a monster's coming.
A monster
it should be
is
two,
coming.
It should be two completely different animals.
Bears and bulls are both just powerful.
Right, they're both scary animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bulls always be Russian.
It should be like bear and a horse. Horses are fast, they take off. Market's on the run. You know?
Right.
A bear's coming after your horse. Bears kill horses.
It should be a salmon and a tuna. Salmon goes up. Tuna goes down.
Hey, you're right. That's true.
What fish? Bringing fish to the table.
All right. Well, what about a bird and like a mole? A mole goes into the ground. A bird will fly above it.
There you go. There you go. Mole. I agree. That's better than fish.
I think it's catching on. It's a mole market.
No, it's a mole market.
Oh, mole market. Ew.
Down, digging down.
Sounds cancerous.
Okay. Well,
it's a mole market. There's hairs and you gotta get them checked.
But I think it's easy.
What about a worm market?
No, a worm market?
No, that doesn't really roll off the tongue.
I mean, fish, moles, and worm, Eric? You're picking terrible animals.
Well, I don't see you jumping in on here.
You want a sad animal? Like a bad animal?
A sad animal?
What about like a squirrel?
No, that's not a
squirrel market, you know? Collect your nuts. Hide them. The market's going to take your nuts away. Get your, you know, hide your coin.
Okay.
All right, that's fair. I can see that a little bit.
Thank squirrel you. Market. Squirrel market. A worm market. What do you cut it in half and it's still alive?
Yeah, that's when the market's expanding.
Yeah, the market it turns into two markets.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the Dow gets turned into the NASDAQ and
exactly.
The S&P's in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Let's see. Data shows a strong economy despite a temporary hit from hurricanes. So the economy's looking good still.
Yeah, how's that wood doing for you? You invested in a lot of wood, I know.
I dumped it, and it's still not doing that great.
You dumped it?
I dumped it.
Dumped it for a loss?
A small loss.
Mm, man, the hurricane was really hard on all of us.
Yeah, and what the heck? I thought they're trying to rebuild, but I don't see any...
They're taking their sweet-ass time.
Yeah.
Well,
don't get involved in Facebook or Google.
I don't know.
Washington's coming.
Washington's
but Facebook is going up.
Facebook is going up.
Google's going up.
Yeah, but Washington, they think Washington's going to be coming for them, you know, with your, you're doing some stuff with the Russians.
What do you got going on over there?
Restrictions. And everyone knows once you add restrictions, money suffers.
Exactly. Yeah, you can hear those fingers. Put those fingers close to the mic so people can hear them rubbing together.
Money suffers. That's what happens, man. You can't put restrictions on nothing. You know?
Yeah, we
it's
all
like,
know.
Hey, you single handsome man, go to the bar and pick up a woman with your hands tied behind your back.
You know how hard that is to do? How am I supposed to show off how strong I am with my hands tied behind my back? This is a real bear dating situation.
Are you supposed to buy a drink and hand her a drink with your hands tied?
Exactly. You got to use your lips, your mouth.
Yeah, but couldn't you get the sympathy then? You're like, I don't have any hands.
A sympathy?
Oh, you don't think anyone's
ever
going to
sympathy? Of course, the guy that brought up fish is going to bring up sympathy.
Oh, boy. Fish. You really did have two glasses of wine.
Yeah,
I legit did.
Where were we at before this?
I was up at a wine bar.
He's preparing for the roast that he's doing at the stand on Tuesday.
Yeah, roast.
We'll talk about how that goes next week.
Yeah. I'll probably get destroyed.
No, you won't.
I'll probably get destroyed. It's fine. Whatever. What do you
so wait, I have this synthetic thing. You said Dave & Buster's is up. So what if you, I wonder what, if you would, no.
Fine. Go on.
I wonder if you had invested when we talked about Dave & Buster's first, you'd be up money right now.
A slight amount, yes.
How much?
Hey, up is up, baby.
How much did they grow?
I think it went from 52 to like 54. So
$2.
Yeah.
So let's say you bought.
If I was in like for a Jeff Sheen amount of money,
you'd
we're
have
talking to 3 to 4 stocks.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my goodness! I've got 60 and 70 on a couple.
What is it, Rite Aid?
Yes. I bought 90 shares of Rite Aid.
Oh gosh!
And then I just got destroyed.
Yeah, and then we still can't figure out what happens after a company is absorbed by another company. So you don't know if you're going to be all right with that or not.
Well, I think it'll be fine.
All Rite Aid.
Thursday, it's supposed to be a, you're supposed to like know what's going on. Mm. Like a lot of, like the article was like, we'll find out what's going on with Rite Aid on Thursday. So I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
All right.
And see where we're at.
Yeah.
Now, based on some of the stuff that's happened this past week, I was trying to think, like if you're looking at it from like from an investment opportunity. So like I've seen all these videos on Facebook, people burning their merchandise because they're pissed off that some of the athletes that knelt.
Yeah, the NFL. The NFL jerseys.
Right. So I keep seeing all these viral videos of these fans burning them. Now, does the NFL, they sell all their own merchandise and you can't invest
in the NFL,
right? I don't
think you can invest in the NFL, dude.
No, you can't. I think it's a privately.
Right.
Is it still private?
I think it might be.
Right.
It's got to be, right?
Right, but I'm on WallStreetSurvivor.com,
okay.
Which is
a
website that I just found out existed. And like a lot of the companies that they call them their NFL stocks, which are basically just companies that sell a lot of the merchandise, they're all going down.
Oh, like Adidas and Nike.
Nike is down $1.03. Under Armour is down. Dick's mm-hmm. Sporting Goods is down.
I was getting ready to bring up Dick's Sporting Goods. I wonder if they do a lot of the. I feel like the jerseys that don't get bought from the official stores probably get bought from Dick's.
Right.
I mean, where, you know,
or like
or
Finish
Models,
Line.
Maybe. I think Finish Line. That's true. But Finish, I think, like we said before, brick and mortar is, it's going away.
Brick and mortar?
Yeah, but you could buy online at Dick's Sporting Goods, right?
Yeah, they still got an online presence.
It's true.
But I feel like if you just wait for this to blow over, dumb turds are going to want their jerseys back. Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
Also, why are you burning them? Give them away.
That's true.
You're just burning your jersey?
Give them away?
Yeah, I mean, I know that you can't understand.
No, I mean, I wouldn't, you know.
It's called charity?
Yeah, but I mean, this is coming. I mean, yeah, you could think like, why wouldn't they give them away? But this is, you're trying to like tell somebody who their first thought is to burn it. Like, why don't they think to give it? Because they went burning.
Well,
they're burning
first,
people.
Their first thought is to make a video about it. I guess you don't want to make a video of you driving down to Goodwill.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
dropping
for attention.
Yeah,
like a person that's like, I'm gonna burn my shit, isn't gonna go, well, I should give it. Like, that's the rational thing. They're emotional people. You know, they're going to burn first.
It's true.
You know?
The fact that they're going to sit there, too, and think that, like...
They're not going to fucking...
Ben Roethlisberger's going to see this.
They're not going to... Yeah.
It's going to hurt his feelings.
They're not going to go, well, this is, you know what, I'm a reasonable person. I didn't vote with my emotions before, and I won't do it again. No, they're going to burn stuff and take a dump on their jersey and, you know, hit their kid and just drink a beer and have a nice day.
Man, this really escalated.
Wow, yeah.
They'll hit their kids.
They will.
So you're saying, invest in Jim Beam.
Jim Beam is about to skyrocket.
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding.
Our advice for this week, sell anything that has to do with name brand NFL merchandise.
Get
buy
rid.
Alcohol
yep.
and Band-Aids.
That's
maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Get rid of Nike.
Under
Get
Armor.
Rid of Under Armour. Adidas. Let's go whiskey. Maybe a vodka.
If you're going to soak
eggnog. We've already established eggnog.
Right,
yep, which goes well with vodka. And the Russians are involved in everything now.
Vodka goes well in eggnog?
Like a white Russian, doesn't
Is
it?
Is there vodka in a white Russian?
Yeah, I don't get you. I think it's, yeah.
But isn't a white Russian just milk? Or is it eggnog?
Well, no, I think eggnog is alcohol.
There's alcohol. Well, no, alcohol.
Is an eggnog?
No.
No, you add
you
alcohol
add,
to eggnog.
You can buy, I'm sure you can buy eggnog that has alcohol in it already.
Right,
but
you can do pre-mix, I'm
yeah,
sure, yeah.
But normally eggnog, no alcohol.
No, I think normally eggnog, alcohol.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
I think so.
Wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Jesus, we got to look this up.
No way.
Look it up. I'm pretty sure eggnog starts alcohol, and if you go to the store, you got to find non-alcoholic eggnog.
No way.
Okay, so you're saying it starts with alcohol. What alcohol is
Actually,
in eggnog?
Now that I think about it, I think it's whiskey or bourbon.
No.
Okay, so you can ferment eggs to get whiskey? Is that what you're telling me?
No, when they put it all together, there's nutmeg involved in there too. They put nutmeg and egg. It's a whole ingredient.
What does nutmeg have to do? I agree with you.
It's a whole process.
A little bit.
It's not just eggs. You're not just drinking eggs. How would it get so sweet, you weirdos?
I'm just saying.
No, it starts. I think eggnog is naturally alcoholic. And when you buy it at a store, you're getting non-alcoholic. Yeah, I see Eric's looking at his phone. He's starting to realize I'm right.
No, there's no way.
All the searches are what kind of liquor goes in eggnog.
Exactly.
What kind of liquor
exactly.
to put in eggnog.
I think it starts alcohol.
No way. There's no way.
Well, that's true. I was at a bar the other day, and someone was like, can I have a shot of eggnog?
Somebody ordered that the other day?
No, I'm kidding. That's because you'd have to put the alcohol
Sounds
in it.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, God. I was about to say, that person should be locked up. You order eggnog in the middle of September, towards the end of September? Locked up.
Hey, Matt, do you have a CEO of the week?
I don't have a CEO of the week. I do. I did think, first of all, I thought that was your segment, so I didn't prepare or anything. Mm. But the Equifax CEO, they just fired that guy. Or
they
lady.
Fired him.
Yeah, they fired him.
It was a,
or
it was a,
him or her. I don't know much about that. Do you know much about the Equifax thing?
I don't really get it.
I don't know. I don't know. We should know because we are a podcast that covers something like that.
Like they got hacked. This is what I,
and they
got,
knew they had gotten hacked, so they were like, "We got to unload some of this shit before
they got hacked."
It was public,
yeah, and like one of their security computer people was just some goober that was like had a musical degree.
Yes, exactly.
Didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah,
it was just a bunch of goofballs running that whole situation.
Yeah, 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 like horses with guns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And a bunch of people lost some cash.
Yeah, quiche.
Which we know at this podcast, we hate it when people lose green.
Yeah, that's the number one thing about this podcast.
Yeah, we are a green podcast.
Exactly.
Not environmentalism. I don't give a goddamn about the environment. I'm talking gains.
Yeah, you invested in cutting down wood.
Goddamn right I
did. Yeah, you're funding the...
If this world's burning, I better be getting cash in my pocket while it burns.
Burn these trees down.
Hacking has got to be a 100%. Your stock is going down, right? If there's any word that your company got hacked, your stock's automatically going down.
Yeah, Target
there's
got
never
hit.
Good hacking.
It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, you're not going to key. No one's going to be like, oh, they got hacked. Time
oh,
to
that's
buy.
Great.
I'm not getting involved in that.
Oh,
security.
Great. That's awesome. Here, take my money. You guys don't know how to secure anything?
Yeah, I'm giving them my bread.
Here's my, yeah, hold my bread. I'll hold it myself.
Yeah, I'm going to hold my own bread exactly. until you get your shits, get to, you know, put that together.
Yeah, get your shits.
Get your shit together. And then I'll give you my bread.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta find out who's gonna protect your money and who's gonna gain your money.
Sure.
Don't give it to losers, and you don't give it to squares.
Okay. You sound like Donald Trump right now. No losers, no squares, no perverts, no ignorant people. Only winners.
Yeah.
So is that we're picking that as our CEO of the week, the person from Equifax or what was it?
The Equifax CEO.
I don't think we should pick that to be the CEO of the week.
Yeah, they're the loser of the week.
Who's Dave and Buster's CEO?
Yeah, I was just gonna say let's check Dave and Buster's.
Steve Ballmer.
Who's Steve Ballmer?
He's the guy that owns the Clippers.
What's going on there?
He's like a retired CEO. I don't know.
Oh, he's a retired CEO.
Yeah, I think he was the CEO
Stephen
of
King.
Microsoft.
Stephen King?
Is the CEO of Dave & Buster's.
Really?
Stephen M. King.
All right, all right. Stephen King.
Wait, and Dave & Buster's owns Chuck E. Cheese's, Buffalo Wild Wings, the Cheesecake Factory?
Dude,
wow,
Stephen King
that.
Is killing it.
Yeah, that guy.
Wait, is that just people also search for that?
I don't know. But that seems like a lot for one umbrella of a company.
That's a powerful company.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory. I'd like to invest in the Cheesecake Factory. Rappers love the Cheesecake Factory.
What?
That's true. Look it up. Rappers love the Cheesecake Factory. They rap about it a lot. They go there a lot. Basketball players love the Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory might be a good thing to look into. You heard it here. Especially with the holidays. Where are you taking your family for the holidays?
I don't think I've actually been to the Cheesecake Factory.
I've been to the Cheesecake Factory a couple times. They got a lot of stuff on their menu, which is normally not a good sign.
Yeah, it's a big menu, isn't it?
Yeah, it's thicker than the Bible, some say.
Who says that?
Some.
Here we go.
Matt, that's pretty much the only person.
Me and some other people. Some of the rappers. It's in their raps.
Dave & Buster's is in the NASDAQ, huh?
Oh, boy.
They're Dallas, Texas. And they're pulling in $541 million.
Under the symbol Play.
Oh, that's good. They got Play on lock.
Look at that.
What a good little...
Well, that's it. They just own the Dave & Buster's franchises.
Is it just Dave & Buster's?
I think so, yeah.
Looks like it. All right. You want to give it to Stephen King?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Stephen King, your CEO of the week. Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations.
The Stephen King.
The Stephen King.
Big week. Yeah. CEO of the week. It came out recently.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have, like, it's hard to get some news on this guy.
Well, that's how he likes it. Stephen King is a recluse.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find him.
He's in his mansion playing skee ball for tickets.
Yeah.
He's too busy coming up with creative fishbowl drinks.
Yeah, there's no, like, Wikipedia article or nothing on this guy.
Well, they probably think you mean the Stephen King, you know?
But he wasn't the founder. He's just the current CEO.
Just current CEO. But apparently he's doing a good job. They're making gains.
Well, I still don't know. I feel like Dave and Buster's, I still feel like that's an iffy thing. Going to Dave and Buster's doesn't sound like fun to me.
Let's do a remote podcast from Dave and Buster's, and we'll see if you change your mind.
You want to know some history?
That could be fun.
You want to know some history on old Stephen M. King?
Yeah, hit me with it. He's the CEO of the week.
He's CEO of Dave and Buster's, current, mm-hmm. you know, present, mm-hmm. 11 years.
Ooh, he's been there for a while. He's
been there for 11 years. He's doing well. Before that, he was CEO and CFO of Fridays.
Okay. All right.
He's in the game. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, TGI Fridays.
He's
TGI
like, I got
Fridays.
The food on lockdown. Let's add some games in.
Seems like he started, he went to Cornell. You
Good
know,
school.
Cornell, Good school. Yep. And he just got into TGI Fridays as their COO, and then he just rose. He just
rose.
And now he's Dave and Buster's. Right. And Dave and Buster's going good, and Fridays, I think, is still fine.
Yeah, who
I've
knows?
I've been to a Fridays.
There are no Applebee's, I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm an Applebee's guy, but... And let's see if I can find a picture of this man.
We covered this last week. Applebee's, good.
Love Applebee's.
You're one of the exceptions to the rule.
Oh, sure.
Millennials don't go to Applebee's.
Yeah, I'm the one that does.
My bad.
Yeah,
I'm the one that goes to Applebee's. Excuse me, table for one, please.
Look at that guy. He looks like a weasel, too.
Who, Stephen King?
Yeah, this is... Yeah. No, wait. No, that's Peter T. King. Who the heck is that?
Oh, boy.
What the heck?
Wait, Peter T. King?
I don't know who the heck that is.
Yeah, Stephen King. Real beefcake.
Yeah.
Peter T. King.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Jeff Bezos or Stephen King?
Who the heck is this? Dave and Buster's.
That's what I want to
see.
Here
we go. Yeah, look at him. He looks like a little elf. Look at him. He looks like a fat little elf.
Let's start a... Oh, yeah. This guy loves... He doesn't look like he enjoys games at all.
That guy hates games.
He loves rules. My favorite part of the game.
Him?
Rules.
Oh, yeah. That's a guy that plays table games exclusively because he can't play real sports.
Yeah. I bet he walks around Dave and Buster's and just smacks skee balls out of the air.
Rips
no,
tickets
it's not going
from
in.
Kids' hands.
Yeah.
See that high score there? That's me.
Give me that. Buy more wings.
Exactly.
I own Dave and Buster's.
fetch me my basketball.
Stevens, Dave's, and Buster's. That's going to call it soon.
You guys want to buy it? You want my autograph? It's going to cost you 30,000 tickets.
Well, congratulations, Stephen M. King. You made it to the CEO of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got any parting thoughts before we take off here?
No, I think we had a good good discussion. Hopefully, Tesla, you're not going to fuck me. Please don't.
No, they'll grow.
I know. It just
better.
Sucks to see.
I got a bunch of AMD going in there, so I want them to grow together.
I mean, I heard that's a rumor. AMD and Tesla might not even be. That might be a rumor.
What?
You got to do your research. I checked the Reddit, some stock stuff on Reddit that said that Tesla thing might not even be true.
What are you talking about?
Oh boy, I'm starting to drop this bomb on you in this last these
I
last
that was
few
real.
Minutes of the pod. I heard it was real, and then everybody got excited, and then a lot of stuff I saw said that it might not be the case. So AMD might not be doing what we think they're doing. NVIDIA, the whole graphics card thing is up in the air because Intel did a whole thing. Intel released their thing a couple days ago, and it looks incredible. And then NVIDIA and AMD both went down. So I don't know. But, yeah.
Mm.
Support Cheesecake Factory. That's my last words.
Jeff?
My final thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I mean, well, this healthcare situation and, you know, North Korea getting all lippy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd go medical right now. You know, people are nervous. I bet their hearts are jumping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure.
Heart attacks, I bet, are on the rise.
Sure.
Everyone's nervous. People are kneeling. They're getting mad. They're burning.
People are kneeling.
Blood pressures are skyrocketing
exactly,
right now.
Exactly.
Time to get into a pharma situation.
You're a pharma guy.
Yeah,
I'm
always a pharma guy.
Yeah, we know
because
this.
People's blood's always rising.
We've covered this before.
They're probably like, you know, they're kneeling and they burn their jersey and their blood pressure rises and they need to take pills and now they need a whole new pill. And who's going to bring that pill? To be a pharma company.
Mm-hmm.
So find your company, but I'm saying lean pharma.
Okay.
Those are my final thoughts.
All right.
Eric, final thoughts from you? Anything?
I would say whiskey, eggnog, and Stephen E. King.
Oh.
Fuckable man. He's a very fuckable man.
Did we also, did we cover if eggnog comes, it's meant to be non-alcoholic, right?
Yes, it is not, it's non-alcoholic.
All right, you're out on this one. I'm sorry. I just want to get that, make that clear in the LA.
I thought that would be the last thing that we would have to look up. I thought we all knew that.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean,
agree
you think.
Agree to disagree.
It seems like... I don't agree to that. I do not agree to disagree.
All right. Goodbye.
Woo, good night.
Bye.